for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
Discovery. Bone meal for your nerves. Harold J. Taub. If you have trouble falling asleep at night, more bone meal in your diet is likely to be just what you need to turn off your problems and refresh yourself with slumber. All right? Now, I didn't write that, but I read it. Vitamin C for receding gums. Everybody smile here. All right, let me read. Continue from page 14. We don't got time to go back over there. Ever since I was 13, I'm now past 61. I have been troubled with gum problems, the result of tartar accumulation under the gum line. This condition would cause pockets where the gum would recede from the tooth, probably resulting in a domino effect. Well, wouldn't that be awful? I mean, your teeth fall out one at a time. And you'd be eating a chicken leg. And no chicken to get the last cluck. To call your teeth just domino. And that old Dominacker chicken. And that Dominacker just dominoed you. Berglin, I'm in control here. I'm just... I'm getting to something here. He says here, this condition is in turn would cause pockets where the gum would recede from the tooth, probably resulting in a domino effect such as gum bleeding, puffiness, and in some instances, loosened teeth. I didn't write this, but I read it. I didn't write this, but I read it. I didn't write this, but I'm going to read it. Romans 6 is the first thing Jesus done when he went to Calvary. Now, I don't know about this guy's teeth, but I read it. I don't know about this guy's bone. Huh? Bone, yeah. But I read it. But I didn't write neither one of them. You know, you get to preaching stuff out of this Bible that's wrote in there, folk look at you and get mad at you. All the wall you done was read it. I didn't write neither one of these articles. I just read them. So I said, kill him. Kill him. I didn't write it. I just read it. Don't kill me for reading it. Don't treat me. I didn't write it. Don't treat me that way. I read it. And I told you what it said. Kill him. My God, I've been in services where I had more than tooth problems. All I done was read it. Oh, yeah, you got it. Yeah, I want to read you one. The sixth chapter of Romans. I'm just going to read it. I didn't write it. I'm going to read it, but I didn't write it. But all in Adam's going to die. Romans 6, verse 1. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin? Well, wow. Dead to what? Yeah. I'm just reading. I ain't write it. Live any longer. No, ye not. I'm reading. That so many of us as were baptized into who?
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ were baptized into His, for in Adam all die. Now, let me read some more. So whoever the writer of this is, not me. I'm just reading what he wrote. Whoever he is. Verse 4. Therefore, we are buried with him. We are buried with him by baptism into death. That like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father. Now remember, I didn't write this. I'm just reading it. Now, I don't know if I believe this, but I'm telling you I believe this. Woo! And it's my personal identity.
Hallelujah. Amen.
But I didn't write it, but I read it. And I believe what I'm reading. Which means I'm going to respond by faith to what I see in the Word of God, who Jesus is the Word. And His name was called the Word. I don't know about this, but His name is called the Word of God. Now, like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. Verse 5. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of His death. Lord, I don't know if I'm... Hallelujah. Oh, my Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. When they killed Jesus, when they put Him in the grave, from that point, He's not numbered with Adam no more. He's numbered with the transgressors. And it was the woman that was in the transgression. Now, I'll tell you what He done. I'm just reading now. I didn't write it. But I'm going to read it. Don't nobody fall out and get mad at me just because I read it. Remember, I'm not the author of this. If we have been planted together in the likeness of His death, we shall also be in the likeness of His resurrection. Verse 6 is the one I want to get to. Knowing this, most people don't. Knowing this. How do we know it? We got to read it. I was too ignorant to write it. But I don't want to be so dang stupid that I can't read it.
Amen.
And I don't want to miss this rest because of my unbelief. Oh my. Knowing this, that our old man, for in Adam, all die. Well, who is the old man? He was the man that brought sin into the world. And because of what he partook of in the move he made, he became an old man. And it killed him. So that's why we need to quit getting older. Because, David, one thing follows old age. We need to get over to the 103rd Psalm where our youth is renewed like the eagle. I pulled it behind a log truck the other week, and it had about 8 logs on it. And the only reason why he had 8 about this big around is because he had one on there big as that piano. I ain't seen one like that, and I don't know that I ever seen one like that. And all of Isaiah came to mind, that the days of my people shall be as the days of a tree. And I quit looking at them little bitty logs that was about this big, and I picked me out on that log truck. I said, now I am right there. Woo! Now believe that. Some of y'all can believe in them little toothpicks if you want to. And you think 60, 70, and 80 is old. Psalm's 90. I ain't got time to go to all this. But you find out in the 90th Psalm the reason why they didn't live no longer than that is because they made God mad. And He addressed that crowd who wandered in the wilderness for 40 years, and they didn't live no longer than that because God killed them because of their rebellion.
That's right.
And that's been preached all over the church.
60s?
Well, 40 over the hill.
My God, it's 40. You ain't even started up the hill.
What the hell are you going to do when you get to the mountain? If you're over...
Well, bless our heart.
That's what I said last night. We listen to three verses of a song that you go to the bathroom and vomit, and then one verse is about right. Same way with sermons. Wearing the seat of our britches out. Just getting through something. Right about at the last, he lights a sparkler. Thrills us for a second. Why can't we just be thrilled all the way through it?
Amen. Amen. Oh, my Lord. Hallelujah.
Well, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin, for he that is dead is freed from.
I'll have everything soaked right here tonight.
First thing Jesus done when he went to the cross, you know what he done? He nailed the old man there. Because the Word was made flesh. He became he who is the last Adam, the quickening spirit. He took upon him the seed of Abraham, the seed of men, flesh. And the first thing happened when they nailed him to the cross was they was nailing that old man. Now, I don't know if I even read Ephesians 2:10 a while ago. When I get back over there.
Oh, hallelujah.
Now, what I'm getting to is everybody still wanting to deal with an old man? Now, I just read it. I didn't write it.
Amen.
See, knowing this, that our old man, who is the old man? It's that first Adamic nature, the fallen man that brought sin into the world because the devil sinned from the beginning.
Amen.
And the first thing Jesus done when he went to the cross was he nailed that old man of sin to the tree. And I hear me identified with that.
Yes.
Now, you don't need to be baptized in water until you understand what really happened in the 6th chapter of Romans.
Right. Amen.
We've had too many people baptized in water and live for 40 years still dealing with an old man.
Yeah.
I didn't write it. I didn't write it. I didn't write it, but I did read it.
Amen.
Now, what am I going to believe? I'm going to believe this.
Yes.
You can't explain it away. I'm going to believe it. You ain't going to sweep it under the rug. I'm going to believe it.
Yes.
I didn't write it. I read it. You don't know the second thing Jesus did when he went to the cross? He renewed knowledge. Because man had received the mark of the beast. Everything in Adam was marked with the beast. The serpent being more subtile than any beast, not God, not man, but any beast of the field, crawled all over them. And the next time you see them, they're wearing an apron and they're hiding from God. Hid from the presence of God. You know why? Because of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Well, I got to read. I was going to read. Oh, I'll get to this. I'll try to. In Ephesians 2, verse 10, look at this. Here's what he done. We are his workmanship. Comma. Now I'm reading. I didn't write it. Hear this. Created in Adam. Created what? Oh, you ready for this one? Ain't an ounce Adam. In us. He's the old man. Now if we don't believe this, there's more than an ounce Adam.
Oh, hallelujah.
We are his workmanship. He formed Adam from the ground. Breathed the breath of life in him. Man became a living soul. But that man sinned. And in Adam, all died. Even so in Christ shall all be made alive or live. So now, hear this. This is what happened in the new covenant. Why do we want something newer than this new? Look what he done. He took the old Adam. He took the man of sin. The man of iniquity. And nailed him to the tree and told him, I told you, you would die.
Amen.
And he took him to the cross.
Oh, my Lord, have mercy.
And in process, Christ created in the New Testament, he created a new species.
Yes, sir.
Woo! Hallelujah! He created a new man.
God have mercy.
created in Adam. He was nailed to the cross. You have been created in Christ Jesus here in unto good works. Not good and evil, good. Oh, did you hear what I said? You have not been created in Christ Jesus unto good and evil works. You have been created in Christ Jesus unto good. Good. Hey, remember this. I didn't write it. But I did read it. And my old man. Now let's talk about my old man for a second. See, I'm 47 years old. And I've been a Christian for about 28 years. So I wasn't around when Jesus went to the cross. So I've got to identify with this by faith. Oh, my, well. Hey, I just will quit. My Lord. I'm telling you, it's important what we identify with. I'm telling you something. There's a tree in the garden. I'm telling you, we are that paradise of God. And we are to be very productive. And we are the healing of the nations.
Yes, sir.
And we bear fruit every month. I'm not a seasonal Christian. I have identified with Him. And He's instant in season. And He's instant out of season. I carry me some fruit back home with me. You know why? Because some of y'all just been blooming while I've been here. They've been falling all over me. I ain't even had to hardly reach up and get none. God, I've just been so busy finding me another basket to put it in. You think I'm going to go home defeated? You think after I get home a couple of weeks I'll get defeated? No, I got a basket. My cup running over. I don't know why in the world they used a cup. God bigger than a cup.
Hallelujah.
Well, I'm winding her down here. I'm stuck in everything. Hallelujah. They got me nailed down to time now. Time shall be no more. And I'm having to deal with this thing. Praise the Lord. But I've been created in Christ Jesus. You have too, if you understand what went on. Then I was going to throw in here this knowledge. Turn to Colossians real quick. I'll tell you, this is...
Hallelujah.
And in Colossians, here we... Colossians 3, verse 10. See, when he nailed the old man to the cross, I'm crucified with Christ. I'm dead and my life is hid with Christ in God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
There's some identities. And the people that wouldn't, oh my Lord. And them who would not receive the mark of the beast. The leopard, the bear, the dragon that gave power unto the beast, and them that would not receive his mark, they said, kill him! That's okay. That's right. I'm dead.
Amen.
You know why I'm dead? Because I will not, in Christ Jesus, I will not receive the mark of the beast.
Amen.
So therefore, my suke soul life, I've lost it. I'm dead. And my life is hid with Christ in God. And whosoever would not receive the mark in their hand or forehead, they would be killed. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. And by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. And I'm dead. And my life is hid with Christ in God. See, here's the problem a lot of folk has with the mark of the beast and the Father's name on their forehead. Folk will tell you that the 144,000 standing on Mount Zion with the Father's name on their forehead, they'll tell you that's spiritual. Well, then let's stay consistent. If the Father's name, if the Father's identity is symbolic, which is the mind of Christ, why are we looking for a literal mark on our hand and in our forehead? Because if God's mark is spiritual, you better know the mark of the beast is spiritual. There has to be a consistency here. Well, knowledge. Colossians 3. If we're going to butcher this thing up, I ain't got a clue what to believe. Well, did you hear what I said? If we're going to take the book of Revelation and literalize it here, 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 then all of a sudden jump over here and spiritualize some, you've got me confused. And God's not the author of confusion.
Amen.
I mean, if you drive up in a Buick and you leave out here in a Mercedes, I'm thinking you're a thief. But if you come up in here in a Buick, and you leave in that Buick, I got an identity with you. But if you jump me all around, and I ain't saying you're wrong, I'm just saying I'm confused. I'm not saying you're wrong, but I'm telling you one thing, I don't know what to do with it. But he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I know what to do with him. He's the same. He's consistent. Y'all hear anything I'm saying? I'm lost. That's me. Y'all, I imagine, hey, you're smarter than I am. I'll give it to you. I'm quitting. I'm going to throw this in right here. Colossians 3, verse 10. See, man has lived under the mark of the beast of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. When Jesus goes to the cross, he not only deals with the old man, but hang on, there's going to have to be some knowledge restored. Because man has lived under the knowledge of good and evil, and there has to be a knowledge at the cross reinstated. Come on, help me out. I'm telling you, God planned everything right. I'll just give you this one scripture, and I'm out of this. All right, look what he says. I'm Colossians 3:10. And have put on the new man. Well, hello. Hello. Well, who's the new man? He's the last Adam. He's the quickening spirit, and I put him on. Well, somebody said, what happened to the old man? He nailed him to the tree. Well, I tell you, the day they made Jesus sin for us, he said, I'll deal with that issue. I'll nail his dead, stinking carcass to this cross. You ever been in that situation where you wish somebody's youngins was yours for a day? I said, let me have him for $5. Now what they done with Jesus? When they made him to be sin for us, they let me have that old man. And they let him have it. And the Bible says the princes of this world had to know what they'd have done. They put the hammer and the nails in the hand of Jesus. And he nailed that old man to the cross. And you and I have put on the new man. Woo! My God, have mercy. You know, I come to the conclusion with most religious folk that they don't like good news. I said I was going to read. And I put on the new man. Now, here it comes. I didn't write it. I sure do like reading it. And I put on the new man, hear it, which is renewed in knowledge. Woo! Hallelujah! What do all happen? The tree of knowledge of good and evil. Hallelujah! Oh my God! It is replaced in the workmanship of Christ. He renewed the knowledge that Adam had lost. I told you last night, God was a good planner. The Bible says, and I put on the new man which is renewed in knowledge. Now catch this. Renewed in knowledge. After the image of him that created him. Which simply means that God created the man Jesus to be the man of sin. Who knew no sin. And that in Jesus, knowledge has been renewed. And that knowledge was in the image of him that created him, which would be God the Father. Well, bless the Lord. You know, Jesus was just Jesus for 33 and a half years. Might have had time to do it. He says when he, because he came back in the spirit. Yeah. Know we him no more after the flesh. Yeah. Jesus entered back into spirit. Then he came back in the spirit into his body. Amen. And that's what he said when he comes, he says, it's expedient for you that I go away. Who? This man Jesus. Yes. But I'll send you the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. Yes. And when he has come, he will reprove, which is convince, the world of righteousness. He says, because I go to the Father, and you see me no more. Right. What do you mean you don't see him no more? You don't see the Jesus man no more. Uh-huh. We don't know him no more after the flesh. Right. Well, then what do we see? We see the righteousness of God in His body and the ministry of the Holy Ghost. He says when he comes, and he came in Acts, he's been here ever since.
Amen. That's right.
Said that he will reprove the world of righteousness. And that word reprove in the Greek is translated convince. And the Holy Ghost has been active for almost 2,000 years convincing us that we're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
And folks still stubborn and hard-headed and don't know it. Jesus said he'll convince the world of righteousness. He says, because I go to the Father. What did he tell Philip? When you've seen me, you've seen the... God just entered back into God. Came back to us in spirit. And now for 2,000 years, he's been trying to convince. I'm convinced. You know why? I read it. I didn't write it. But I'm convinced by what I read. I have been made the righteousness of God in him. And I don't see the man Jesus, but I see the righteousness of God in the earth. And we still got folk looking for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. And righteousness has been dwelling in this earth now for 2,000 years. I'm going to clean up my mess. I believe in being a neat preacher. Oh, my God. Praise the Lord. Ain't no sense in making a mess and leaving it, is it? I hope you got something out of this. Huh? Sir? Oh, my. You putting our tape in? I'm going to quit. It'd be better probably just... If you ain't got something by now, I can't give you nothing.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you what. I have enjoyed so much the ministries that I have been privileged to sit and listen to. Set me off.
Now, we're going to make a declaration, and I'm going to lead you, and you follow after me, please. Seated in heavenly places.
Seated in heavenly places.
Far above evil.
Far above evil.
Having power over the enemy.
Having the power over the enemy.
We bind and cast down.
We bind and cast down.
The demonic chain of command.
The demonic chains of command.
Satan.
Satan.
Might.
Might.
Thrones.
Thrones.
Nobles.
Nobles.
Kings and princes.
Kings and princes.
Over kingdoms.
Over kingdoms.
Principalities.
Principalities.
Dominions and powers.
Dominions and powers.
Generals.
Generals.
Rulers.
Rulers.
Captains.
Captains.
Centurions.
Centurions.
And strong men.
And strong men.
Rulers of darkness.
Ruler of darkness.
Of this world.
Of this world.
And spiritual wickedness.
And spiritual wickedness.
In high places.
In high places.
We send legions of warring angels,
angels
to attack.
To attack.
We loose the powers of God.
We loose the powers of God
to do a mighty battle.
To do a mighty battle.
We bind every force of evil.
We bind every force of evil.
And loose every force of good.
And loose every good.
That we have the power and authority.
That we have the power and authority
to do so.
Do so.
We break curses.
We break curses.
Vexes.
Vexes.
Hexes.
Hexes.
Spells.
Spells.
And demonic holds.
And demonic holds.
Back to Adam and Eve.
Back to Adam and Eve.
We use every verse in the Holy Bible.
In the Holy Bible.
That wars against the demonic forces.
That wars against the demonic forces.
We bind and loose spirits.
We bind and loose spirits.
We command civil war.
We command civil war.
In Satan's kingdom.
In Satan's kingdom.
We loose the love of God.
We loose the love of God.
Price that Jesus paid.
The price that Jesus paid.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Word of God.
Word of God.
Blood of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus.
And cross of Jesus.
And cross of Jesus.
Against the forces of evil.
Against the forces of evil.
All these things.
All these things.
We do in the name.
We do in the name.
Of Jesus Christ.
Of Jesus Christ.
Our Lord.
Our Lord.
Master.
Master,
and Savior.
And Savior.
And for the Holy Trinity.
And for the Holy Trinity. Hallelujah.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.